They've been out of touch for almost 3 decades, but now Russia is planning a reunion with Venus and inviting the international community to come along.
This is Discovery Now with Jennifer Poley.
The year was 1985. Reagan was in the White House, Live Aid was raising money for famine, and the Soviet Union took its last 20th century trip to Venus. Now, Russia is planning a return with a cutting-edge new mission called Venera D. The plan involves a lander that could survive the planet's scorching surface for 24 hours, an orbiting spacecraft, multiple air balloons, and possibly even a state-of-the-art wind flyer. But to accomplish this, Russia knows the mission must be a cooperative one, which is why it has extended the invitation to other countries. The hope is to provide an unprecedented blueprint of Venus by focusing on its gases, and if all goes as planned, it could be a new millennium mission that offers an unparalleled look at the Morning Star planet. This is Jennifer Pulley for Discovery Now.
Discovery Now is written and produced by the National Institute of Aerospace. Funding for Discovery Now provided by a grant from the American Institute of Aeronautics and Astronautics and distributed by WHRV. Visit Discovery Now on the web at discoverynow.us.